Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues band, 17 till the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tracy Eden is our guest. He's a national marketing director for a commercial finance group in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that if I got the correct, up-to-date title and name there, Tracy?
Well, yeah, we've updated a couple things. I've transitioned it to president.
But, there you go.
You know, that's,
thank you.
That's more.
I thought I remembered that. I thought maybe what I had here was a little bit, president of Commercial Finance Group, CFG.com, right?
CFGroup.net.
CFGroup.net. CFGroup.net. I'm getting it all wrong today, folks. Things are not going well here so far. CFGroup.net. So check that out, folks. What do they find when they get there, Tracy?
Well, basically, it's a pretty informative site that discusses asset-based lending from several different facets. If you're a CPA, it gets into some dialogue that a CPA for a small business may want to engage in. If you're a small business investigating this as a financing vehicle, it gives a lot of information on, you know, what to expect and ask and understand. And then from the banking channel, or what we call COIs, other centers of influence for small businesses, again, you know, educating them on the elements of the business, because we are unregulated, and that's a good thing and a bad thing, and what a borrower needs to be concerned with.
When you say we are unregulated, you're talking about non-bank
our
lenders.
Industry. Yeah.
Non-bank lenders.
Asset-based lenders. Yeah.
Asset-based lenders. Is that how much pressure are you guys under? Is there any kind of talk about regulating?
There is. What seems to be hitting first is those that are lending in the B2C sector.
Right. And that's under the Mr. Cordray's Consumer Finance Bureau group, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what has started to resonate,
I call them
is,
the Nazis.
And what started to resonate is they are looking now at small business lenders. And I think what I opened up in discussing the merchant cash advance businesses, I think they're going to be the first one to really be impacted. Mm-hmm. And I think it's driven mainly by the practices and the negative impact that has on a lot of small companies. Because you can't loan a guy $50,000, expect him to pay back $80,000,
right,
and draft it out of his account every single day.
Right. We're talking about the people, folks, who they're basically predators, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's like getting hooked up with a loan shark, really. The way they pull the money out of your account. You can if you're already in trouble, you wouldn't go to a group like that if you weren't already in trouble. And
no,
if you're already in trouble, you can't earn your. You're not going to the loan the money they give you is not going to help you earn your way out of that problem enough to cover the cost of what they're going to charge you.
You would have to be experiencing some hyper growth.
Which you wouldn't be doing, because if you're talking to them, you aren't even capable of doing that.
Right. Yeah. But a lot of it is through some sales channels that just are not very transparent.
Yeah.
And
give us the correct nomenclature for that group of people to avoid.
Well, you hear, I think what they would have to just understand is, you know, to the first question to the lender is, can you explain to me, you know, how much money I'm going to be paying back versus what I've borrowed, and then the manner with which I'm repaying you.
What do they call themselves? What does that group call themselves? Cash advance?
ACH lenders, merchant cash advance. We refer to them in our industry as MCAs, merchant cash advance. I've heard ACH lenders. You will hear small business lenders or fintech, and those, while they'll fall into a fintech description, it's really not where.
No, it's not. That may be an overarching term, but there are fintech organizations out there that are actually trying to be part of the solution.
Exactly.
And many of them. You're part of that.
As we are, exactly the same thing. And, you know, touching on the supply chain finance that we talked about, you're finding the Honeywells and the Home Depots and, you know, a lot of the Fortune 500 companies that are out there evaluating this. What does it do for them? It provides a financing vehicle, shoring up their vendor relationships so that they know the people that they depend on to keep their stores flowing with goods have now got an opportunity that they may not have been able to obtain through traditional bank channels. That's what's disrupting the small business lending environment for banks, because they don't have the same capacity to get around that type of structure.
Well, that's because of the regulatory situation. And the interesting thing is the people that the businesses that the corporate resource lending that you were just describing, the people they're dealing with are probably some of the best customers for local banks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're the ones who probably have $10, $20, $30 million in revenue.
And have had difficulty. And again, from the corporate, big corporate perspective, in this I want to say destabilized environment, this for them they feel provides a footing that they can offer to their customer at least to try to shore up the ebb and flow of goods as it relates between the two organizations.
Well, I recommend that small business owners look at those, because it's a source of capital that makes sense, because it's associated with the product and what the company does, and it takes the pressure off of the lending credit, the line of credit that the business has at the bank. They can use that money for something else, for real estate or whatever.
And often they're able to borrow almost as cheap.
Yeah. And probably have a trading opportunity later on that makes a lot of sense. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Tracy Eden.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.